Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. Got a full house in the studio there in California. Chris Williams is here. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good to be here.
Just talking with a wonderful woman, Tina Scott, on the phone, telling me how much she enjoyed you being on the program. And I agree. Many, many do. And Milan Yurkovich, one of the people that has, I wouldn't be here today, I think, wasn't for Milan. Milan, glad you're with us today.
Thanks, Steve.
And
good to
Larry's,
be with you.
Yeah, Larry Sonnenberg, the backbone and the funny bone of New Life. And Larry, welcome. You've got,
Thank you.
You want to tell us about this, this challenge that has been put out there. And then we're going to talk about Siberia Sunday, actually Cyber Sunday, Monday. But anyway, yeah, what is the challenge,
well,
Larry?
Well, we had a donor step forward and asked if he could make a matching gift for our audience. And a couple of folks stepped up beside him. We have $80,000 matching gift.
Whoa.
$80,000.
That's awesome.
The request we have is that it be filled by November 30th.
November 30th.
Wow.
This is, so we have about...
What is it? 21, we got 11 days or
11 days, yeah. So if we can get $7,000 plus a day, we'll make it.
Well, if you're listening, and obviously you are, or you wouldn't have heard me just say that, but maybe you've never given. If you give us a dollar, it's going to account for two. But we have a major year-end challenge, and right now it's a challenge to match these funds, $80,000. I would just encourage you, right now, if you could just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and tell us you want to be part of that matching gift, we sure would be grateful. And if there's any way you've been additionally blessed this year, if you could help us out right now, you're a regular giver, but you've got a little extra, we'll put it to good use. We're trying to stay on the air everywhere we are, trying to expand what we do. Because we've discovered something in talking to some folks in the world of broadcasting. This is a unique program. It truly is the place that people get counseling that would never talk to a pastor about their problem or even have any counseling in their area. And so just from that perspective, we want to be here. Just to be there for you. When you get in trouble, we want to be there. Give you a word of hope and encouragement.
And Steve, the gift, the donor that gave the bulk of this gift, his request was that he knows that December is a time where people will typically make a year-end gift. And we're still in November.
Right.
And he'd like to see the flourish of December begin in November.
Oh, I love that.
And that's really important. And yeah. I wanted to read, I love reading these little testimonies and things we get. This one's kind of unique. This lady writes, Thanks to all for your wisdom and wit. I love your clear, direct, compassionate, and empathetic guidance. And I just love that. Those 4 points are really, that's really key to what you guys do when you're counseling folks through the airwaves here.
Yeah,
clear,
and a good
direct,
reminder today.
Compassionate and empathetic.
Direct, compassionate, clear, and empathetic.
Clear.
So be that today, will you?
We'll give it a go.
We'll try.
If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, if you want to be on the program, we're in the studio 3 hours today. Really happy to be here. 1-800-229-3000. We take it for granted sometimes that we get to do this every day. But every day, somebody, often many, write or phone us to say they wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for this program. They wouldn't be married if it wasn't for this program. they wouldn't have stayed with the child at the worst point of rebellion. And so if you can help us help more people like that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE will help you at 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th, great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with two greats in the area of delivering God's truth with compassion and understanding, Chris Williams and Milan Jurkovich. Now, today is a really special day here at New Life. This is our Cyber Monday sale. We don't wait till next Monday for Cyber Monday because not much ever happens that Monday anyway. But this is Cyber Monday today. And if you didn't get our email about this, our devotionals, our Bibles are on sale today. There's some great material here for great gift giving. Now, for instance, if you knew somebody that was recovering, or maybe more importantly, needs to be recovering, the Life Recovery Bible would be such a great gift. But really, if you knew somebody in a 12-step program and you gave them this Life Recovery Bible, you're saying to them, I know who you are, I know what you're going through, and this is going to help you greatly. 3 million of those, and just adopted by Prison Fellowship as their Bible. And then, of course, Every Man's Bible, a great gift for men. But their devotionals are so powerful. I hear people say that they love the New Life devotionals, Life Recovery devotionals, 100 Days of Character devotional, 100 Days of Prayer devotional. These are amazing resources. And so today, go to newlife.com, shop, call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and you can get some great, great Christmas gifts today at a price that we don't offer any other time of the year. But we'd love that for you. It's Cyber Monday at New Life. So New Cyber Monday or something like that. All right. And then the other thing I want to tell you about is that on January the 25th is our first Finding Freedom New Life Weekend. Now, this is one of those workshops that if food owns you, come. Or maybe you're one of these people. We were just going over all of the different areas that this workshop covers this morning. If you're still reacting to something that happened a long time ago, then this is for you. Or you're living in shame that somebody put on you, or maybe because of a mistake you've never forgiven yourself, this is the workshop for you. I was just watching Christopher Robbins, and one of the little animals there, I think it was Pooh, said, the way I know, Winnie the Pooh said, the way I know I'm going where I need to go is to move away from where I am right now. Pretty good wisdom, I thought, from a stuffed bear with a balloon.
Yeah.
But anyway, there is a need for everybody to have a path. And, you know, people that are recovering, they've got 12 steps, that's their path. If you don't have a path, we're going to give you one at this Finding Freedom workshop. Also, a lot of people have a lot of behaviors that are out of control. You could say compulsive behaviors. They don't know why. I do this presentation on why the behavior is out of control based on what's going on inside. And a lot of people have told me over the years, it changed the way they viewed themselves and what they were working on. Because changing the behavior without doing the inside job and doing the work there is kind of, well, it's not going to get you very far. But it's finding freedom, whatever has you bound up, locked up, whatever, we're going to get you free. It's January 25th. You call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's a New Life weekend, brand new, and it's a great way to start off the year.
And Steve.
Yes, sir.
Just 2 weeks after that.
2 weeks later.
2 weeks later is
February.
The Marriage Intensive here in Orange County.
Yeah.
And you will be talking and sharing some great truths from the various books you've written.
Yep.
And your life journey. And Kay and I will be there, and it'll be right here in Orange County. And we love that weekend. I'm impressed every Sunday morning of those weekends. And literally, Kay and I have tears in our eyes as we listen to people's stories about what happens in 48 hours.
Yeah. And, you know, Mylon, I think you'd agree, kind of three different types of couples show up there. A lot of couples are done.
Mm-hmm.
They hate each other. And, you know, if you hate each other and you go to a workshop that helps you communicate your hatred better, that doesn't really help you. So we got to go deeper than that.
Hatred is not my love language.
No.
Mm-mm.
But a lot of people are there in that kind of shape. Then there are others, they're, you know, some part of their relationship isn't working. Maybe it's the sexual intimacy part. Maybe it's trying to comfort and communicate. Then there's others that they're just looking for something to go to the next level. They want it better. They know where they are. They want it to be better. And any of those, when you come, you won't be disappointed. Mm-mm. It's just a great weekend for any kind of marriage, wherever you are.
Well, and I think the really key point here, whether it be Cyber Monday and the investment that you make in Cyber Monday with devotionals, Bibles, or whether it be an intensive or workshop, the most valuable gift that you can give to the people around you is a deeper investment in your own health and growth and spiritual vitality. I mean, the difference makes a world of difference to everyone around you.
Hmm. Well, I'm always shocked at people that are shocked that maybe they could do something to make their marriage better. My wife and I, we go to marriage counseling every week. Well, not every week, but every week where both of us are in town, we're there together because we want to continue to get better and better. And I know this, the better our marriage gets, the happier our kids are, more secure they are. And you ought to ask yourself, what do your children see? You know, if they're always seeing conflict and anger and bitterness, what they really want to see is they want to see two parents that are affectionate, that are responsive to each other, and nurturing of each other. That provides that great security. Anyway, you call us and we'll tell you about all of those things. But right now, I think we could go to a call. And here's the number again. If you want to join us, we're here for 3 hours, 1-800-229-3000. We rebooted our system, so if you couldn't get through earlier, will you just join us right now? Okay, who we want to go to first, Mylon?
Well, we're going to talk to James, and he's from Mount Holly, New Jersey. Listens on WKDI.
All right, James, how you doing there?
How you doing?
Good. What's going on in your life today?
So my wife wants to leave me for the second time in 3 years. I'm a faithful and honest husband, but my love and affectionate is not enough for her. I'm an avoider, and she's a vacillator. I am reading the book, The Way
How We Love.
How We Love.
Okay.
We went to counseling a year and a half ago. I had to beg to go to counseling. What happened originally, her stepfather passed away, and that's when she said she wanted to leave me. It was a great shock to me. She let me know she was unhappy, and she'd been unhappy for quite some time. And I was shocked. She was upset that I didn't know she was unhappy. So after about a while, months, I finally convinced her to go to counseling. We have a 3-year-old daughter. I said, you owe me at least that to go to counseling. We went to counseling for about 4 to 6 months. We had a breakthrough in late 2017, and she decided, you know, to give it another try. Now, more recently, she doing a lot more hours at work, and said she wants to break off. She wants to leave again.
And
so I'm just calling for kind of counsel. I'm not sure. I'm just in a kind of a depressed state.
Who wouldn't be?
Yeah,
I
consider myself an honest, faithful husband. I'm a great father to our beautiful 3-year-old daughter. But I'm just kind of, I'm out of, she doesn't want to do counseling again. Yeah. She's really closed off to it.
Okay. All right, so we want to help you here. I'm going to start with you, Chris. When you hear these situations where there's a declaration, it's, you know, there's no, hey, we need to change this, this, and this, nothing like that. What do you think? What's our best hope for him to try to reverse her course a little bit?
Yeah, James, I'm going to actually start with some bad news. And here's the bad news. And I'd like to be more hopeful, but there is a pain inside of her that she has not quite touched yet.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, not only is she powerless against what's going on inside of her in her desire to escape, but you are as well. And I want to start with that, because the more you fight against that, the more you are going to lose. And so...
So how does he not fight against it? How does he... What, go with it or what?
Well, I think, James, inside of you, you had mentioned you did a great job of identifying your avoider. And avoiders do get really depressed because they never deal with what's inside of them. And so I would encourage you to figure out what's inside of you. What is the fear that causes you to move away from relationship, causes you to maybe shut down and freeze up and avoid the difficult things or critical conversations, and how do you move back into these really important things in your life? In fact, I think that avoiders like myself don't like anger or don't like conflict, and this may be risky, but I think your wife probably needs some more honest conflict, but I think that you need to express some things that you've been holding on to, and what I don't want to see is that your honesty and that your faithfulness and that your investment as a husband and father don't get buried under your depression and your avoidance.
Now, what do you think when you hear that? Is that something somebody else has said to you? Is it something you're working on? Talk to us.
Well, so I have worked on, the communication and, giving all my feelings, laying them all on the table with her through, conversations over the past 3 years after, she has, said what she had, wanted to leave me. And I've opened up completely. Like, I'm an open book, and I share and express my feelings, but she shut down to the point that she doesn't talk. She doesn't talk back. Like, she doesn't express any of her feelings. She just gets out.
Mylon,
she plans
anything?
On moving out in January after the holidays.
She's going to move out. So really, if we could do anything, it's kind of a rescue squad kind of mission here. Mylon, any thoughts you have?
Well, I do. I, James, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. This is exceedingly difficult, and I've seen you and your wife in my office thousands of times because it's a classic core dynamic. And I would suggest that in our book, How We Love, at the Comfort Circle, in the new version, in the revised version, we have some listening pages. One of them is called the Listener's Guide to the Comfort Circle, and another one is Practicing Conversations. And you did share with me that you told her and laid your heart bare to her. The question would be, have you done just the opposite? Have you listened to her? And those two sheets that are in our book would give you the questions to ask her that are on a deeper, more substantive and historical level than perhaps you've ever been to before with her. Because it really,
yeah.
Are you aware of those, and have you been able to do those, James?
Well, I'm aware of them, and I am aware of her history. So her father...
No, the issue, James, hold on one second. The issue is she needs to be aware of her history. You know, what Chris said a little while ago, she has a pain inside of her that she hasn't really put her finger on yet.
She hasn't. She was raped as a young girl.
Yeah.
And she didn't tell her mom until I discovered she was raped. When we were dating. And she's very callous about it. She hasn't addressed that.
Yeah.
And she hasn't addressed that her father left and he was in jail for, you know.
But see, what this does, James, the knowledge of that, she has to really get to a place where she gets that what that does is set up in her an idealism of wanting this fairy tale marriage. So it will offset the pain of the past. She's going to search for an ideal, and somehow you're not ideal yet. But it's going to take lots of relationships for her to discover, unfortunately, she takes that path, that there are no perfect relationships, and I hope she's able to learn that sooner.
Okay, we got more for you, buddy.
Yeah, we'll
Hold
be
on.
Right back.
Okay.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with James, and really James laid out a kind of one of those impossible situations where, well, she's done. Second time she's done, and she's going to leave in January. James, we were talking at the break. Are you still there?
Yeah.
We sense... the despair and the willingness here. And I think a couple of things I want to suggest to you. You've read the book, or you're reading the book, and you've seen some things. And I think if you said to her, and this has nothing to do with what's fair, but it's what has the greatest chance of bringing about, first, her staying, not leaving, and giving some, giving God a chance to work here. First thing would be to say to her, I realize some of the things that I need to do to win your heart. And I want to do those things. I just need a little more time, and I'm now going to not only, I've read this great book, I've talked to the guy that wrote the book, I've talked to some other people, I'm getting involved in weekly counseling or continuing to. I'm joining a men's accountability group, a recovery group, where I can learn to really express my feelings and learn how to be a better man, a better husband. The other thing is, you'd say to her, I'd like you to do one thing. And James, I've seen men do this, and sometimes it absolutely does produce an outcome that you want. You say, honey, I understand the hurt, the pain. I understand the direction you're headed. I want to ask you one favor. For the sake of our daughter, for the sake of so many things, could we just go to this workshop? It's February 15th. Just if you're going to walk away, if you would go to that, I've been told it helps people in the worst situations for the sake of the children, for the sake of the future. If you would just give me that one weekend, then if that doesn't work, if that doesn't help, then you could say, hey, I did whatever I could do to save this marriage. Sometimes, okay. And I wouldn't even say sometimes, frequently, a person that's headed out the door is looking for an excuse not to head out the door. And so all you're asking her to do, please watch me step up my process of getting better. Go to this weekend to me and just put off for 60 days what you're planning to do, or 30 days. Rather than do it after the new year, do it after this workshop. And I'm gonna ask and see if somebody listening could scholarship both of you. Because I don't even know your financial situation, but to be able to say, and honey, somebody is paying for us to go, it just makes it all the more difficult for her to walk away from it. When you come there, then it's our job to do the best with both of you. And I can't even explain how it happens, but so many times the man or the woman ready to walk out the door has said, I think I can make this work, and then they do. So it's really,
I'd love to go to that workshop.
It's, okay, mm-hmm. It's three things. It's saying to her, here's what I'm doing to step up my program. Secondly, would you just go to this with me, and rather than move out in January, just wait till that's over, and then I'm going to ask if some folks, somebody, could scholarship you guys through, and then. You could say that to her. Then if you have financial resources, you can scholarship another couple through after that. I'm really glad you called, and I'm glad that you're reading How We Love. It's the best book a troubled couple can read, I think. And I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, too. I hope that'll be a blessing to you.
Steve, I have one other thing to say.
Yes, please do.
And that would be if I were James, I would not let go of my baby. I would make that a one of the criteria. Well, if you choose to leave me, go ahead and leave, but you're not taking the baby with you because she's 3 years old. She's toddling. She's, you know, she's not mom dependent precisely as she would be as she's an infant. And I can only expect that James's wife is just going to be looking for love in all the wrong places. And why drag a baby through that?
And that isn't something he brings up now, but
no,
if she isn't willing to do anything,
that's down the line if nothing else works.
That's your next thing. You really do. And you can. It's amazing what a dad, being that primary parent to a little girl, can
He could have
produce.
An amazing relationship with that girl.
That's right. That is right. I'm glad he called. All right, 1-800-229-3000, May, Anaheim, California, KKLA is the station. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and you guys are doing great as well, I see.
we're doing our best.
Well, thanks a lot.
How could we help you today?
All
anything
right.
going on?
I have a question. My son's 32 years old. Mm-hmm. He's married. He's an alcoholic, and I do believe his wife is an alcoholic. I got him to come here, got him in rehab, and I told him you got to clean up the swamp before you go back. Well, he didn't clean up the swamp. But now my son keeps calling me saying, I need to talk to someone. I need to go to therapy. And my question is, should I take heed to what he's saying, or is this just something to pacify me?
Well, when he says he needs to go to therapy, he lives in a different town?
Yeah, he lives in a different state. He lives in Missouri.
Okay. And he went into treatment, but he's not recovering? What's that? Is that what's
happened? He went into treatment, but I don't know if I got a feeling that everything he does based on his wife. You know how sometimes the wife is really the addiction and the alcohol is just a stem of it?
Hold on. I've heard that rumor. We'll be back.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You are a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Talking to May about her 32-year-old son. May, you with me? You here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get started on this, and then I'll turn it over to Chris and then Mylon. But there's some things that just are kind of crazy, all right? If he's an alcoholic, the alcohol is the problem, not his wife, okay?
Yes.
She's not the addiction. Alcohol, you have to be able to drink a lot of alcohol to be an alcoholic, to get addicted to alcohol. You can have a lot of other problems that are a lot easier to get addicted to. Alcohol, you got to drink a lot of it, and he's done that, and he's an alcoholic. Now, if he's calling you for help, you should just be asking him this simple question. Honey, did you go to a meeting this week? When was the last time you went to a meeting? I would love for you to get counseling, but you getting counseling while you're drinking or while you're not in a recovery program really isn't going to help you very much. So I would love to pay for you to have counseling, but can you just let me know when you've gone to, let's say, a minimum of 4 meetings over a 2-week period or 4-week period, and then I'll help you get a counselor. But the counselor isn't going to do him any good if he's not recovering. No counselor can talk him into sobriety. He has to find. He's been in a program, so if the program didn't convince him that he can't drink again or that it's just a matter of he's in a bad mood or something, he's got to figure this out. No matter how difficult his wife is to live with, he is the one that has to take charge of the addiction and get into recovery. And then when a guy's in recovery, counseling is great to provide additional help and insight, especially into relationship. Chris, your thoughts. I mean, you know addiction backward and forward. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, just to echo what you said a little bit, Steve, is that May, I really appreciate that you love your son, that you support him as much as you do, but I actually think you may be getting in the way of his recovery. And if he's allowed to scapegoat his wife or the relationship of the marriage, he will remain in some sort of pattern of addiction until, what Steve had said, he takes full ownership for his own problem. Now, one of the things for you, May, is that I want you to be out of the business of solving his problem. And so one of the principles, or the first principles we have for people suffering with addiction, is this principle of powerlessness. And that is, he is powerless against alcohol, and as a result, his life is unmanageable. And so he engages in what Steve said, a recovery process where he moves from powerlessness to empowerment. But he also separates himself completely from a relationship with alcohol. Now, if your son is powerless, how much more powerless are you? And that's what I want you to understand, is that you may have all of these solutions and you may actually see some of the problems well, but I want you to support your son mostly by you getting into an Al-Anon program, something that helps you understand what addiction is, what it's not, and how you can best support him without enabling him.
That's true. You know, I got in one before, but when I sat there, it made me so mad because I felt like they were telling these people, no matter how bad your husband was, live your life, continue on. If he fall down on the stairs, break his neck, you keep on going with life. I didn't think that was, why should you suffer looking at somebody tormenting you and you got to stay in the marriage but live your life on the side? Wow. So well, I didn't like that. That's why I left.
Okay, but that's kind of a piece of the whole picture there.
Oh.
And a lot of people are living with someone, and they've been doing this for 20 years. In fact, I talked to a lady the other day. After 23 years, she decided it's not going to be that way anymore. But if he falls down drunk, then she gets depressed. She quits going to work. She loses her relationships, and everything is about him laying there on the floor falling down drunk. And they're saying, hey, you got to step over this. And when you step over it and he watches that door shut behind you, he might have a little glimpse of reality and figure out, I've got to do something about this because it's no longer her problem, it's my problem. Do you see that, what I'm saying there?
Okay.
So you have to go.
Yeah, I get it.
You have to go long enough to get the whole picture there. And I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
Every time somebody goes to a meeting, they will usually, if you go one or two times, find that one thing that somebody will say that'll get them to never go back again. So it would be really great if you got into Al-Anon and stayed there, found a meeting that you really liked. But I think you need to tell your son, it's time that you stop drinking, start recovery, go to meetings, and most likely you are not going to need a therapist if you would do that. That would be such a radical change. And then you say to him, if you ever do all of those things, let's talk about getting you some counseling help. Counseling help. That's the wrong kind of help for him at this particular time. But later, it's going to be great. Now, I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible to give to him to help him in that 12-step journey. Well, you're listening to New Life Live, in case you're wondering what you're listening to. And we are a ministry that loves to see people completely transform their lives. And if you need some help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. One of the things we do are these workshops. Every Man's Battle is November the 30th in Denver. You could take care of this little sexual integrity problem and start this new year right. That's November 3rd. On the 11th of January, it'll be in D.C. New Life Weekend, the Finding Freedom's January the 25th, and then Intimacy in Marriage is February the 15th. And that's what Myla and I were talking about earlier. And then Restore, Hope for a Woman's Heart, that's March 1st, and we'd love to see you at one of those. But if you need help, it doesn't matter. You may not need a workshop. Just call us and let us help you in any way that we can. Let's go to Mary from Orlando, Florida. Hi, Mary. Welcome to New Life.
Hey, good afternoon, and thank you for your service.
Sure. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Quick question. Been divorced about 3 years and deciding to go back into the dating game.
Mm-hmm.
I am a recovered alcoholic. I have nearly 5 years sober, one day at a time. And I've also had breast cancer about 9 years ago, and I am, in complete remission. My question is, When do I need to divulge that type of information?
To whom?
If I start dating someone, you know, I mean, if they ask me, you don't drink, I always say, yeah, I don't drink. But, you know, if and when do I share with them I'm an alcoholic and I've had breast cancer? Just things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it depends. I think within about 5 minutes, sometimes you're with somebody, you discover they don't deserve to know anything about you, and you're just waiting for the person that you said, hey, call me 30 minutes after the date and give me an excuse to leave. I think for others, you know, if you feel like that this is a good person, somebody you'd like to continue to date, I think, you know, the sooner they know who you are and that you're comfortable with who you are, that you're not just saying something to make a point, but you're just who you are. It's just part of you. I think the better. And there's a fine line, not a fine line, it's a pretty broad line between, yeah, I don't drink. I stopped drinking 5 years ago. Just life's better without it than now spending the next 2 hours talking about your drinking and not drinking and all that kind of stuff. So if it's truly in the right perspective, it's just part of who you are. It's not all of who you are. Mylan, you have a thought about that, of revealing information at the appropriate time?
Yes. I think you just said it right there, Steve. I liked how you said it. Mm-hmm. Revealing information at the appropriate time. Mary, as we enter into relationship, the biggest mistake couples make is they don't share enough history with one another.
So true.
My wife and I do a talk. It's called When Histories Collide, which is what a marriage is. Two histories colliding. You are not, Mary is not just the engine, the front end of the train. All the boxcars that represent the years of your life are all of you, and you're the sum total. So is whoever you'd be dating. So the bottom line is there's a lot of things that would need to be shared. Well, why am I divorced? See, if I was going to date somebody and marry somebody, I'd want to know what happened in their first marriage. I'd like to know why that failed. I'd like to know, so what are the things that are hard for you? What are the places that are difficult? So why don't you drink? And why did you turn to alcoholism? How's your health? But those things are progressive, and people earn that information by remembering what you said on the last date and asking you about that and asking you how you feel today and what's going on in your life and What three feelings are you feeling right now as a result of your day? And as they share their feelings and thoughts with you, and they have an emotional and relational intelligence that says, I want to connect with this person. And if I do, as they progress, I will share more and more information. And I will require those things of him as well.
Yeah. All right.
Very good.
Do you have a life recovery Bible? Well, I'll see you.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. And Steve Arterburn here, Island Yurkovich, Chris Williams, your phone call. If you want to join us, we'll do two more programs today, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Before we go to the next caller, and by the way, if you're on, hold on. We'll get to you in this next program. Larry, you want to give us a little further encouragement on this matching gift?
Yeah, just if you weren't with us at the very top of the program, we announced we have an $80,000 matching gift. And we're asking to have that completed by the end of November. Mm-hmm. It's just to help us kick off this year-end giving campaign. We need a fantastic year-end to get where we need to be to kick off the new year. It's important. We don't want to, we say we want to expand. We want to do more. We want to get bigger and better because that we can help people, more people. And so in order to do that, we've got to finish the year strong and make up for some of our obligations that we've fallen behind on. So if you would be so good as to make a gift, and any gift, Steve, you said at the earlier of the show, you said a dollar, if you give a dollar, it'll become two. And that's absolutely true, but I want to remind people, if you give $1,000, it'll be $2,000. And if you can give, $150, that's $300. So all size gifts, we're looking for any size gift you can give. It's important, and another time I'll tell you all about why we want to do this.
Yeah, and it's all part of being part of the giving family of New Life. 1-800-NEW-LIFE for that. And if you want to be on the program, 1-800-229-3000. Chris, you had a final comment for Mary, I believe.
Yeah, just my final comment for Mary is just to continue to work on what you call integrating those events into your own life. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I call it reconciling the events. So mm-hmm. when we apply a lot of grace and insight and understanding into painful events in our own life, it sort of just kind of naturally melds into who we are. And so it actually comes about very naturally in conversation, and it just those things, whether it be recovery, cancer, divorce, it doesn't carry the relational fear once we've made peace with it in our own life.
Mm-hmm. Well, so there's grace that's needed to do that, but there's also truth that's
without
needed to
a doubt.
Do that.
Without a doubt.
Why did I walk down this path? What was going on in my life? Why did I pick this person? All these questions involve truth, which if commingled with grace will get us onto that path.
Well, and just to emphasize that point, Mylan, is grace is only as effective as how truthful something actually is.
Very good, because I've seen a lot of people misuse grace.
Exactly, and not tied to truth.
And not tied to
truth.
So
it doesn't have a power
exactly.
and effect. Yeah.
So it's cool that the Bible says in John that grace and truth were realized in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He was able to exercise both of those perfectly and in balance.
All right, well, let's go to one final caller. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Roger. Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey, Roger, how are you?
Hi, thank you for taking my phone call. Well, I'm challenged. I have a 26-year-old son, and the ultimate question will be, he's in a failure-to-thrive situation, and my wife and I cannot do anything more for him, so we're thinking about a residential program. What happened was, when he was 15, his older brother, who was 20, died by mm-hmm. suicide. Mm. He had depression and bipolar. My son, now we're going back 11 years now, and my older boy died. Mm-hmm. He detached himself from the family and said he'll never love anyone again. He's been to a counselor, good counselor. He says, I can't do any more for him without being on medication. He won't take medication because he says that killed his brother. So my son cannot figure out how to help himself. My wife and I can't figure out what to do for him anymore. And
did he go to college or not? Did he go to college or not?
He is bright. He attempted college. His high school experience and middle school experience were very much compromised by bullying, and then later his brother dying.
Mm.
He attempted the, I guess you would call it, remedial college. Did okay mm-hmm. in that, okay. But then when he found out what the real first year of college was like, gave up.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
mad at me because I sat with the counselor to literally fill out the paperwork with him, and he says, "You totally embarrassed me." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry." That's mm-hmm. just an aside.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, we don't have a lot of time, but I want to help you here. Chris, you want to start us off with your thoughts on this?
Oh, man. Roger, you're taking my breath away.
And I would add that his sister is bipolar, and she gets admitted to the hospital every couple of years.
Yeah.
I myself am bipolar and had a brain injury and had to retire from my professional job, actually a doctor, 11 years ago. So, as he said to me and my wife the other day, I didn't have a father figure, and my wife totally contradicted him that and said I was a father figure. Anyway, that's an aside.
Roger, just for time's sake, you are taking my breath away because there is mental illness, and that needs to be taken very, very seriously. But there's something else going on here that is really ripping apart the hearts and the family, and it's called grief. Your son and you, your whole family, has suffered a tremendous loss. I don't know what your process has been, but with that said, I really believe that your son is stuck in the midst of his fear, his pain, and his grief without a solution. And if he's not able to find the comfort and healing and trauma recovery process that he needs, he will remain stuck. And so he probably has tremendous amounts of talents and giftings and even desire to do well in the world. But he is caught in so much fear that he's not going to do anything with that until, again, he gets the healing that he needs. And as a family, I would highly, highly encourage, as scary as it is, that though this is 11 years ago, it still feels to me like it happened yesterday because there is still a distant shock I hear in your voice that tells me that this is still a pain that everyone's carrying but no one's talking about, at least emotionally.
Yeah, and his son is angry.
Without a doubt.
And then for your wife to say, no, that's not true, is to discount his perspective. It may not be accurate from your perspective, Roger, but he's an angry kid. What I would want is I would want your whole family in my office at once, all of you.
Yeah.
You see,
together.
And I would want to see the family dynamics and to watch what is going on in that family, because that's one of the truer indicators of what's happening here. And I appreciate your dilemma. And but I would try to get into family therapy with someone that could also, with grief, look historically, not just cognitive behavioral right now, but look historically
yes.
at what is going on and focus on grief as well as what has been the family system over the years.
We need to
walk
the story out.
Yeah, walk the whole story out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are certain things that make things better, and there are certain things that kind of create a miracle sometimes. You could say that it's so radical. And getting a family like this into a competent counselor, and you're dealing with this one's angry, this one's confused, this person is really in the depths of unresolved emotion and grief. And then we get to see how our family was seen and felt and experienced by the other members.
Mm-hmm.
It makes all the difference
mm-hmm.
in the world. So I'm going to ask you to hold on. We're going to try to find that counselor for you. If you need any kind of help like this, you know, medication is good if it's needed. Counseling is good if it's needed. But when the whole family has been impacted by a loss like this, it's the whole family that needs help to go forward. We love you. We care about you. If you want to join us on another program, 1-800-229-3000. We wish problems were easier, that life outside the Garden of Eden was more perfect, but it's not.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.